So I used to use this channel to kind of like hide out. Like I would post videos, and there would be my way of just really just like hiding out, being myself. Like it for me, it was very healing. It was very raw. I remember there was once a goddess from Zimbabwe. I don't know if you're still watching this, but hi if you are. And I almost didn't realize anyone was watching my videos because I would only get like 10 views, maybe 4 views, or a lot of times they're the wrong type of views. Like I think people think, oh, she's putting us out here. She's putting us out here for her consumption. She's putting us out here for, oh, look at me. No, these are like really me and my raw, vulnerable moments who, like someone who has never fit in, who has always stuck out, who like lives in this matrix thing of I don't know, I think to so many people I seem like such a contradiction or whatnot, right? Just kinda received hate from a lot of people. And I'm not even posting it from being like at this point or this thing of time. But I just want to say, like, you're like, I felt off today, but today was such a blessing. I don't remember the last time I've had a Sunday off from work, especially working retail, in forever. And we had a meeting that night, and I went in and I was so touched because, like, they mentioned me for two things. I think the first was like the spirit, and the second one was like for inclusion. And I, like, still can't believe that people thought of me. Like, I'm like, what? Like, I don't understand. But I had to really think about, I don't know that I've honored my own spirit or that I'm inclusive of myself. And the more that, and I can, like, I've been able, and just being completely transparent with you, I totally know that I have this YouTube, or if I'm brave enough to put this on the podcast, I have this podcast thing about stepping into your power and like full-blown ownership, and I fully believe that. And our bodies being like the lingerie, and inside of your body is literally the most gorgeous goddess like lingerie pattern in the world. You know, sometimes I post these boudoir pictures on Instagram, but the thing is, in all those pictures, I'm really clothed because the beauty is who I am, and any woman, her sexiness, her vulnerability is who she is underneath her lingerie. And I've been really sad to kind of see the transformation of myself from being someone who, as a very little girl, had all this fullest expression, loved to wear kind of dresses, loved to like play in the woods, always had this willpower to this day to just, I was telling my roommate Misha about how, it was like years later, how when I was working at the physical therapy clinic, I was helping one of my girlfriends, Christy, move, and literally she lived in like one of those like high-rise apartment complexes, and so we couldn't get, this is like classic Jasmine, so we couldn't get her couch down the hallway because it was too narrow. So I literally just got in the hallway. I put the couch over my head, and I'm just underneath this couch, just shrugging it down. They were like, what? Like, it was just that is classic, kind of just me. But I've been so sad to see me kind of disappear and to see me just kind of shame myself and humiliate myself, and to see me just shut down. And it's this healing fragment has been like, I used to be, I could write, or because for me it's like writing, posting. I know it might seem kind of public, but it's part of like, there's something about having this energy or something about the way my body works. It's kind of like the honey becomes honeyfied when I invite other people to let it down to pour in their glasses. But what's happened is that in doing that, it was such a public representation, even with such a small, not even following, because I hate following, but even though like I don't really see people around me or don't really see, I don't say see people supporting me because people don't like owe me anything. But it's very lonely, insanely lonely. And I think part of me is posting is that way another woman, another girl out there who doesn't have to feel so alone. And I know whenever I leave, like part of my DNA is whenever I leave this healing inside of me, like it was meant to be shared. So like the final part of it is like taking this pile up and being like, here is this, like someone said, wow, the way that you transmute pain is so amazing. I never even really thought about it that way. For some reason, it's kind of coming back to what I told my goddess roommate Deb about like how I was so used to pain and hurting myself. I didn't even know like how to handle pleasure or what pleasure is. And now I'm busy unlocking kind of my capacity for that and for the aspects. But that's just to say, I have this kind of message about being ourselves, but the ourselves that I am is the opposite of what society says. And it's so easy to be like, well, go ahead and be that anyway. But complete truth, I suffer for being that in terms of losing things, things falling away, things falling apart, my own spiritual awakening. It's literally like you're holding this book in your hands, and the entire book, like all the pages, are falling apart. And because it's such a public spectacle, public representation, I feel super isolated. I feel super alone. And this isn't for like anyone who hears this and being like, oh, X, Y, and Z. This is just me kind of like just talking. But the biggest part about this is that the fact that my energy and my power, which now I've decided what it is, and I don't know that I'm ready to share it, because one thing that I've noticed in my healing is now I've learned some things about myself, I realize that if I were to share the things I know about myself, it would completely trigger another woman. There, it's just not there, and it's a healing. So the only way I can really share about it is with the concept and the analogy of being lingerie. And so everything that I share, it's going to have to be that filter for you to have a hint of it. But it means that portion before I can transmute it to being lingerie, I'm here standing alone, like literally, like in this room full of cloth. And I'm stitching the cloth, and I'm weaving the cloth, and I'm piecing the cloth together. And while I'm stitching the cloth, piecing the cloth, and weaving the cloth together, unconsensually, people are looking at me. People are soaking me in. And it feels so uncomfortable because my body, it was not made for the consumption of men. My body was not made for, and I'm just gonna say it, like sometimes when it's women who are interested in other women, the way that they view your body, like it feels so uncomfortable to me because it literally feels like they're drinking me in. And I'm like, well, why? Like, why don't you just look at your own? And I said, why don't you just look at your own jewels, right? Why don't you look at your own tits? Like, I wonder at what point in our lives our body switches from like, hey, this is your body, it was literally formed by the hand of God. It's like, to me, I use the word goddess as saying the simplest, sexiest form of yourself. And that's kind of my drive of when I want to push it to become more of and to become like the fullest of every single day. like when did this, and yeah, I can point out and say like, but when did this happen that my body shifted and became something for a man or another woman to experience and enjoy? Like, what happened to the part where I get to live, love, and be myself? And I think a lot of times, especially as women, we shut off our voices. We've shut off this natural part of ourselves, which shuts off, I don't like to say the aura around us because you can't see that, but it's almost like the most amazing part of ourselves is locked in this chest, and it has never been taken out. And from generations to generations, let's see, my biggest problem when I used to teach pole dancing, exotic dance classes, and I still teach some, is the fact that like the body, it was literally just the whole concept. The first time that something ever happens to your body that's pleasurable, it's in the hands of somebody else. And to me, that is just like not really our truth. It's just not it. You know, and like I wish I could be more of that spirit of energy for myself. I wish I could be more that energy of energy for myself. And the reason why I'm not is literally because I'm so battered and bruised from people looking at me, viewing me, I hate, and I know a lot of people, a lot of things from the energy, like they say they love to be seen. My truth is, I hate to be seen. I hate to be seen. I hate to be viewed. And you might think, well, the way that you dress, you love that. No, that's me listening to my body this morning, which said, hey, I would really love to wear this. Hey, I would really love to wear that. And so I've started listening to my body and being like, okay, gorgeous. Okay, goddess, look, if this is the simplest, sexiest form of version of myself, like loves to be covered in lingerie and diamonds. And I know that's not appropriate, but bring it back. But even the dress that I had on earlier today, like it's off the shoulder and then it's like kind of short, so I have long legs. I literally have like the legs of a goddess. Like I got legs for days. Once I literally have legs of a goddess, that's my like goal point to get to. But I literally have legs for days. And I've taken the point where like, well, I know people can't handle it, so let me cover this part up. I know people can't do that, so let me hold this part back. I love people, I know that people can't handle this. Like even my awakening and stuff, I would be like, wow, I just keep it private because I'm like, well, I know that people like can't handle this much. But like, where the heck did we get in this world where everything's about like what people can handle and what kind of pie they like and what kind of recipe they like? And it's one thing to listen to this video or to listen to this audio and be like, well, you know, just F the haters, leave them in the jar. But as someone who's literally been on the front lines and I don't have the following, I hate the words following, but I don't have like the numbers to show for it. I don't have the ratings to show for it. I don't have the views to show for it. I don't have the comments to show for it. But the moments in my rawness and my vulnerability that have been exploited, that have had salt poured into, that have had wounds just kind of ripped on, it goes on and on. And so what's happened is that then I shrink into a smaller version of me. I start to disappear. And that is just, it's so exhausting. I know now I'm thinking, now I'm filming this in my video, I don't think this will even transfer off of my phone. And I think, no, I know, I'm just like, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of this, I'm so sick and tired of my lingerie being for people's consumption or for people to drink me in. Because I don't think that's why God created me. I just don't. And I was watching this video with Adrienne Lima and Alessandra Ambrosio, and it was like this interview that they did together. I think it was back in 2014 when they both had this in the booth for the Victoria's Secret Fantasy Bra. I think that was 2014. And when I saw, there's something about seeing Alessandra Ambrosio in that dress that just kind of was like, it was like, aha, like, Jasmine, you're normal. It's normal that the normal girl that you would be would grow up to be, I don't want to say like this sensuous goddess, but that would be, yeah, this sensuous goddess, and not in a way of, oh, look at me, like that has nothing to do with you. It literally is just like, Misha and I went out, ate at Blue Dahlia, and they had this gorgeous croissant with raspberry cream, and every bite, it literally felt like you were falling into heaven into your body. And that's what every bite of yourself, sip of yourself, the experience of yourself, but I almost want to take that out and say, instead of saying like, oh, well, you're something, like, I can't shift the fact that to the world, women's bodies are for one thing. But what sets some women apart from other women is not their bodies, it's their energy. It's what they cultivate for it. And it's really realizing, like, especially as someone who used to be a personal trainer, well, I used to do personal training, I was so big into, like, one of my goals when I left a client is I wanted them to be able to do, like, intuitive eating, right? I didn't even realize that there's this whole nother map within your body where your body literally talks to you, it literally guides you, and I'm talking about, like, clear as day, this is going to sound so insane, but I had been through so much in the past 2 years that my body was just like, one night it was like, and I just thought to myself, like, wow, that really was a lot. My body was like, girl, I need some champagne. And I just kept on driving the car. I remember, I just kept on driving the car, and my body was just like sad, right? And so I turned around the car, got some champagne, and as soon as I like walked into the Dollar General, my body instantly knew where to go. It was just $6.75. And it just needed a sip of champagne. And I gave it that, and it was happy. And since then, I really haven't had that moment of like, ah, let me just tune in. My body's just telling me, hey, I need like this. But I just feel so, you know, I'm just going to go all the way out. So part of my power is, for anyone who goes through like a spiritual kind of awakening, is that I'm a power that like doesn't exist out there in the universe. And I've had this memory, I won't even go into this memory because you'll be like, what? And I'm telling you, y'all are not ready for this. And a few other experiences that I've had. And it's like my interactions with people, especially now, have been so draining on another level. And it's literally because probably about 75 to 95% of people when they interact with me, this is only for my people who are like the energy players, which if you're into this, you are, they literally are having sex with my energy, but not even the way you're thinking about it, but just literally, or maybe it is, I don't know, literally just having this experience of like sex with my energy. And what kind of came to me is that I'm the feminine form of sex itself. So just as, think about it, kind of the Greeks and Plato and the Romans used to have this one called Sophie, and she like represented wisdom. So she's like the feminine personification of that. Well, here's the problem with what I am, is that the feminine personification of sex doesn't exist because it's only in this world through a man's perspective. And this isn't even like a, oh, look at men, because at this point, I kind of think that men are just as much done as women. Like, we literally just want to be in a place where we're relaxed, where we feel safe, where we feel protected, where we feel loved, where we feel cared for. And lately, that's just been me kind of hiding out by myself. Yeah. But I think I'm just tired. I'm tired of like I'm just tired of people making me like their kind of experience, and I'm so tired of not being the spirit of energy and inclusion of myself that I'm just over the moon done with it. Over the moon done with it. And what's happened is that I've lost my vulnerability. And I think that was just such a sacred, beautiful, an aspect about me that really made me so exotic. And to lose kind of that part of myself, it just doesn't feel good. To lose the essence doesn't feel good. Like, I literally, yeah. I guess I can't promise that you won't be hurt if you live out your truth and become who you are. I can't promise that the world will understand. I can't promise that they won't try and objectify you. But at the end of the day, like, your win is not objectifying yourself. Your win is about being like, no matter how many eyes are drinking me in, no matter how many whatever are like using me for own consumption, like the fact that the rose petals, lingerie, diamonds, and gold are your body is incredible and absolutely amazing. And like all feminine energy is, like all this whole thing is, yeah, this channel is about being the most feminine aspect of yourself. Like being the most exotic aspect of yourself is really what it is. Being the most exotic aspect of yourself. And some of us are the Goddess Bonner's lingerie collection of ourselves. Some of us are the Heavenly lingerie dress of ourselves. Some of us are the matching bra and panty set. Some of us are in the baby doll. Some of us are in the teddy. Some of us in the black rimmed crystals and diamonds bikini. But like literally all versions of yourself not only are worthy, but like the fibers of your entire breathing being and your breathing within your body, like are worth. So never give it up for somebody or something else. Like your essence is so beautiful. It's so magnetic. It's so pure. And like literally, you are one of the most just gorgeous people, beings, form, person, energy, magnetism of who you are. So I get that the world's crazy. I guess I get that things might be open up that you kind of feel like the world's gone out from you. Like I didn't believe in this. Like, or I did believe this. Why is this happening? Why is this not? And trust me, as some like I to this day, I don't even know how I have the courage to post and to be on here. I don't know. And like literally though, it's not anyone taking anything from you, but it's you putting your aura on everybody else. Like you putting your essence on everybody else. Like if you imagine a little person, right? And this person is this, like, she's surrounded by the lingerie of her energy, which is the most gorgeous exotic honey on earth, right? That's what she's surrounded in. So, only thing of energy that you can see is your body. But you are so much bigger. And especially as women, we're taught to kind of play it small instead of expanding to the vibration. And when you expand to who you are, with just this, like, hey, I'm here, let's play, let's have a good time. You know, one thing that we lose, and some of us lose it earlier than others, is our innocence. It's our innocence. And I'm not talking about, like, moments where someone may or may not hurt you, but, like, literally the pure, like, innocence, we lose it. And we're kind of decompartmentalized and set in all these different boxes. But when we open up the boxes, we unroll all the lingerie, that's when you can see that you're your own goddess work of art. Like, it's not the fact that we're sculpting the body of a goddess, it's that you're in one already. It literally is the lingerie of your body. Like, your sex appeal of who you are as a woman, it's what brings you home. It's this just amazing essence that's literally like the lingerie of life. It's literally, it feels so relaxing. It feels like you're falling and you're breathing in the champagne of your energy and the champagne of the vibration that you're in. And after everything you've been through, you deserve to lay down those other vibrations, to clothe yourself in the most gorgeous satin, the most exotic essence of pearl, and to rise up, breathe, be, and truly reflect like the spirit, the energy, but your body. Like, your body is just so amazing, and it's just so beautiful. So, like, I don't even think this video will transfer, because the last one was like, I think 11 minutes, and it won't. So maybe it will, maybe it won't. But here's the thing. Like, you deserve to walk around in an aura that feels like your home. You deserve to walk around in an aura that glows. You deserve to walk around in this aura that is so soft and so amazing, that it just is such a I'm just gonna stop it here. Like, you deserve to be all of you now. Your body is a lingerie of rubies, diamonds, and pearls, and yeah. You're amazing. So gorgeous. Why not come home to your wings?